We're going to have a look now at this issue of Airbnb. We're going to try and cover it from a range of angles. I just think it's just so important. It's housing, this housing issue. Well, it's a problem right across the nation, of course. But we know how acute it is in Cairns and other regional centres here in Queensland. So this issue of Airbnb, now they do take up a lot of properties, of course, and a lot of them are investors from out of town. We, you know, absolutely support that. That's what's great about a capitalist system, I guess, but it is having a significant impact on our rental market. The rental vacancy rate here in Cairns, the latest I saw, 0.7%. And it's been that way for a long, long time. So just interested to have a chat to our next guest. She's down in Noosa. In fact, her name is Melanie Harding. She's co-founder of Welcome Ready, which now they've been renting out short stay homes right across the sunny coast for about a decade. So they've got about 75 properties in their portfolio. So they will certainly be impacted by these regulations. So keen to have a chat to her. Melanie Harding, welcome to the 4CA Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, can you just give us, I haven't been able to find too much information, in fact, Googling this morning, but could you give us a quick rundown about what has the council down there at Noosa introduced? What are these regulations involving Airbnb properties? Can you give us a rundown?
So inside the Noosa Shire catchment, the regulations that they've brought in over the last couple of years have been ensuring that there is a register of properties. So you have to sign up to that register and there's a fee associated to that. And then there's certain rules that are in place for all of those properties to ensure that the neighbours nearby aren't impacted. So you have to have signage at the front of the property, and that's all actually managed by a central system in that location. So if the neighbours have any issues with guests or there's any noise complaints, for example, they have to be dealt with in a very short period of time. And there are a number of other things based around whether it's in a low, medium or high density area.
And how does putting a sign out the front, so how does that help matters? So it's really just for people to identify them as an Airbnb property if they want to make a complaint.
Yeah, that's right. And it's to bring it to someone's attention, I guess. So it's all run by the Noosa Shire Council, and there's an independent board that monitor that. So I think the issues in Noosa were quite specific to Noosa. Noosa Shire is a very small area geographically. So I think what they wanted to do there was ensure that, you know, in high density areas, Noosa is the tourism capital of the Sunshine Coast, really. So, you know, have to have places to cater for the different, you know, numbers and types of guests that are holidaying in that area. But it's to ensure that those in low housing density areas and medium housing density areas are not necessarily negatively impacted by living there and living next door to a holiday home.
Well, you've been involved in managing Airbnb properties for, as I said, there nearly a decade. I mean, do these regulations, as you said, some of them have been in for a couple of years, do they act as a disincentive to investors to own and lease out Airbnb properties?
I don't think they act as a disincentive. And just to correct that there, I have hosted for nearly a decade, but on the Sunshine Coast region, we've been in this business for 4 years. Mm. 4.5 years. I don't think it's a disincentive. I think that governance is really important, but governance needs to be done in the correct manner for the right reasons. So it's a way to professionalise the industry, and it's a way to professionalise the managers in that area to ensure that everyone's providing, one, a high level of service and an appropriate service to the market. But it also needs to be done in the right way. And I know that Sunshine Coast Council is talking about rolling out similar kinds of measures, but I think we need to be really careful that what we do with that governance is effective to the market that we're trying to provide a service for. So I know that there's been, you know, talk of particular nightly caps and things like that as well, but it has to be logical for the market, and just rolling out nightly caps, you know, on across the board, for example, won't solve that issue. What does that solve for anybody restricting someone to hosting or an investor to hosting for 180 days, for example.
Just explain nightly caps for us, if you can, Melanie.
So some of the councils are looking at basically restricting investors to host for a number of days per year. And I know this is a big issue down in Byron Bay at the moment, and they're just going back to the drawing board with what they're doing down there. But basically, you know, nightly caps might be restricting investors to only be able to host guests over a year's period to 180 days, for example, a year. Mm. But I think it needs to be practical to the service that you're providing. And I think ultimately the homes just need to be fit for purpose. Mm. So, you know, we're talking about the housing crisis, as I understand it. And some of those homes, like, you know, the big, large 4-5-bedroom waterfront luxury properties are not really going to, you know, pulling those back to...
No, that's right.
The rental market doesn't really solve this issue.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
We probably just need to look at, are there homes on the STR market that are better suited to the permanent rental market? And if so, why are they there? Mm-hmm. In our case, and it's a very narrow viewpoint, because obviously I'm only speaking from our business perspective. Mm. From our perspective, anything that could otherwise be suited to the permanent rental market, we've only taken on because homeowners are away for a short period of time.
Mm.
So they're off travelling. We've got a couple that are off travelling around Australia, and then others that have travel plans overseas, and they're literally turnkey solutions. So they provide you with a property because they're after a 4-month or a 6-month solution to a short-term problem. Those houses would sit and do nothing and wait for their owners to return, or they're looking to cover some costs while they travel, for example.
Mm, yeah, so that's not going to help on the permanent rental market, that's for sure, exactly. Are these regulations from Noosa Shire Council, do you know, there are claims here that their vacancy rate has doubled, so eased significantly from 1.2% to 2.3%. I mean, is the council there, do you know, attributing some of these regulations to that improvement in the vacancy rate there?
I'm not sure, to be honest. You would have to speak to them on that. I can't speak to that, unfortunately. Mm. You would need to speak to someone directly within the council.
Yes, we put in calls to Noosa Council. They unfortunately have a council meeting on today, so understandably they can't make it to the phone. We will, of course, try them over the course of the week. It's just hard to see whether these regulations are actually having an impact, because Cairns Council is considering or having a look at Noosa. So, as you said, perhaps it's just very, very specific to that geographical location down there in Noosa. Are people, you know, when you talk to owners of properties who are leasing out Airbnb properties, I mean, is it just comes down to economics for them, that it's certainly more lucrative to be an Airbnb versus being in the permanent rental market? Is it just a simple economics?
No, it's not. It's actually not really. So if you talk about now we host across the region of the Sunshine Coast. If you're talking about your average 3- and 4-bedroom property, your net returns are not actually going to be greater on the short-term rental market for your average property located here on the Sunshine Coast. Certainly in the higher end, if you look at a 5-bedroom waterfront home, depending upon the number of those that are available for permanent let, that there's not a lot of those homes that can go at that, you know, $3,000 to $4,000 a week mark. There's not that many people that are looking for $3,000 to $4,000 a week properties to rent in those areas. So we are talking about your average family on the Sunshine Coast, your 2- and 3-bedroom 2- and 3-bedroom properties. If that is the type of property that we're looking at, that isn't a destination unto itself, you know. So if you're going to be a short-term rental, you can't just be an average property. It has to be located in a resort facility and have, you know, beachfront access or resort access. That's what holiday makers are after. They're not travelling to the Sunshine Coast to stay in just an average property
in the burbs.
You know, we all live in here.
Yes.
They're looking for a destination style property, and then otherwise it might be, you know, for example, hinterlands and have a lot of land and have its own pool and views and whatever. They're looking for a destination. If you're talking about just your average property on the Sunshine Coast, you do not get a greater return on your investment on the short-term rental market. The net returns are not higher because the costs are higher. So the investor, the average investor in our portfolio, originally came to us because they have a holiday home or they're investing in a holiday home, and 95% of the time they utilise those homes themselves.
Mm.
So they're looking to make a return on investment in between their own family and friends' stays. If an investor, and we do get the question occasionally from perhaps a new investor or an investor that might be less educated in this market space, and the answer is no, you just do not get a greater return on the short-term rental market, depending upon your property. So if an investor's motivations are purely financial, it's a no from us. We sort of shift them across to permanent rent, because if that's your motivation, you get over the course of the calendar year, you don't have ebbs and flows. You have a guaranteed income.
Yes.
Your net returns, you don't have those high costs. You know, these places have to be pool serviced and, you know, gardens maintained and windows cleaned continually all the time. You know, the costs are actually quite high. They're paying all of those costs, whereas on the permanent rental market, beyond your rates, they don't really have any other outgoing expenses. So it's a little bit of a, for the majority of properties, that's a little bit of a fallacy that you make a greater return on the short-term rental market. It depends entirely on what you're after. And for us, as I said, 95% of our portfolio, we actually have the investors themselves are utilising the homes. So the homes would either otherwise sit, or they wouldn't necessarily be investing here if they didn't want a holiday here.
And that's a good example. You said one of your clients is, you know, travelling around Australia for 3 or 4 months. So, yeah, would otherwise sit empty, or they can short-term lease it out. So that makes sense.
And they need that flexibility to come back and forth as they please for things that they've got going on at home.
Very, very interesting indeed. Certainly it's more complex, isn't it, than just talking about let's crack down and let's regulate Airbnbs. There's far more nuance involved there. So really interesting 100%. Insights.
100%, yeah. And I think, as I said, we're not... I think governance is really important, but I think governance done in the right way for the right reasons. So still ensuring that we have, you know, a broad spectrum of homes for the myriad of different both domestic and international guests that we get here that need, you know, suitable properties for different holidays and getaways.
Different type of getaways. All right, food for thought for our local Cairns councillors. Melanie Harding, co-founder of Welcome Ready down there on the Sunny Coast. Thanks for your time on the 4CA Talk Show this morning.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much.
There you go. That was very, very interesting, wasn't it? Just hearing the different perspectives of, the owners of Airbnb properties. It's not just as simple as saying, let's just crack down on them and suddenly there'll be a flood of properties available on the long-term rental scene. It's certainly far more nuanced and complex than, I guess, what we might imagine at first glance.